All right, somebody paying attention in the gospel? Jesus said he's what? What did he compare himself to? What did he say? Yes. Okay, close. What part? What did he say?
A vine.
High five. A vine. Exactly. Right. So do you think we have a vine in here? Of course we do. Of course we do. Why would I ask the question, right? So why don't you, and I'll need another vine holder. You want to be a vine holder? You want to be a vine holder? Okay, why don't you guys get the vine in here? This is the vine. So what do you do with the vine? Chop it down, right? Throw it out? No, not in this case. Jesus says he's the vine. And what happens with the vine? What do you have to do with the vine? Where does it have to be to get nutrients?
On a tree.
On a tree, or let's connect it. How about to the ground? We'll say the ground. Okay. So go ahead and let it hang down, touch the ground. If it's touching the ground, what's it getting from the ground? What's it getting? What? It's getting water. It's getting nutrients. So it's being healthy. And so what does Jesus say to us? If he's the vine, what are we? In the gospel, what did he say? Oh, you guys, y'all need some help? What did he say? Yes. We're the branches. So we're the branches. And where do the branches have to go? What did he say? Jesus says, do what? If you're a branch, where do you have to be? Do you have to be like off on your own, doing your own thing, living your own life, not caring what Jesus said? No, what did he say you have to do? Yes. You have to be on the vine. So how about, you want to be part of the branches? Is that a cool branch? Why don't you, where would you connect it? How about somebody else? What would you do? Where would you be? Connected. Who else? Here you go. Where would you be? Connected. Can y'all see the vine and all the pretty colors? It's kind of like the pretty colors that are right here behind me. Right? That y'all brought in today. What else? How about this one? So you're connected. Right? And what happens? Jesus says, if we remain connected, what happens? We produce what? We produce, yes? We produce fruit, like real fruit. So if we connect to Jesus, we're going to grow grapes on our body, or, well, bananas coming out of our ear. Is that what he's talking about? No, he's saying you're going to be preparing fruit of the gospel, which means what? Which means if people look at us, they see what? They see disciples, they see Jesus, they see love, they see kindness, they see compassion. What ways can you connect to the vine? What ways can you plug into Jesus' love so that you can grow? What can you do? Yes, ma'am. You can stay in God. Very good. What else can you do? You can try not to sin. Very good. What else can you do? Over here. Yes. Pray more. What else? Next to you. You can sing. Very good. Very good. You can sing God's praises. So there's a lot of things that we can do. How else are we plugged in right now? What are we doing? What are we here to do? What are we here to do? We're here at church to learn about God. And some of you are dressed up very pretty because you're going to be receiving your first communion. One of the ways that we can stay plugged in as the vine to Jesus is by coming before him and receiving the sacraments. The gift of the Eucharist is how we as Catholics receive the fruit of God's love. When we come before the Lord, we plug into his love. The Eucharist is like the nutrients in the soil. It's like plugging into the ground so that we can get water and food. The body and blood of Christ that we receive at the Eucharist strengthens us on our journey. And so you guys, coming up in the next few weeks, you're going to make your first communion. And all your friends in the second grade here at the parish, they're going to receive it too. And it's a reminder to all of us that we need to stay plugged in, to be connected to the vine that is Jesus, that we can bear much fruit. So what happens to those of us who decide I'm going to go my own way? What happens? Are we connected, plugged in? Yes? We fall off. So what does it say in the gospel? Those of you who don't plug into my vine are like what? What is that? Okay. What's that? You're like, what are you? Look at that branch. What do you see on that branch? So where are you gonna be connected? You're not going to be connected at all. So what about this picture? What's on that picture? Describe it to the people who can't see. What is it?
A dead tree.
It's a dead tree. And what's the face on the tree?
He's
a dead tree. He has no leaves because he's not plugged into the soil. It's very sad. And what does Jesus say happens to those of us who aren't plugged in?
We get thrown away and burnt.
You get thrown away and burnt. And you make a big fire out of these branches that aren't connected to the tree, and what happens? You have this awesome picture of this fire that burns because, oh, we're not connected to Jesus. My friends, if we are not connected to Jesus, then we suffer. We feel pain and we feel sadness, and we don't want that, do we? No, we want to be connected to the love of God. We want to receive His mercy. We want to receive kindness and grace. So we have a choice to make, my friends. We can either be like who? We can be like Jesus, that's right, and do what? And stay connected to the vine, or we can do our own thing and say, you know what, God, you're kind of smart, but I think I'm smarter than you, and I'm going to do my own thing. That's the choices we have, my friends. And we want to stay connected to the vine, because when we stay connected to the vine, we receive peace, we receive joy, we receive mercy, we receive kindness, we receive love. So my friends, as we continue today and celebrate in the Eucharist, we ask our God to help us stay connected to the vine, to stay connected to His love, to do those things that bring us closer to Him. And we ask the Lord to continue to bless us this day and every day, and we ask the Lord to bless our second graders. We ask the Lord to bless our eighth graders as well as they prepare their last month here at St. Mary's. And in a special way today, we remember someone who is always connected to the vine. What did we do right before Mass started? What did we do?
Put flowers in the basket.
We put flowers in the basket. Why? Yes?
So we could pray for Mary.
So we could ask Mary to pray for us so that we can honor our Mother Mary as a wonderful example. Do you think Mary stayed connected to the vine, or do you think she was one of these dead branches? What do you think? Raise your hand if you think she was connected to the vine. All right, very good. That's exactly what Mary is. Mary is a wonderful example to us because she, throughout her life, stayed connected. So today, and as we begin this month of Mary, the May crowning, we ask her to pray for us. We ask her to help us be inspired by her example, that we may connect to the vine, that we may stay connected to the wonderful love of God. May the Lord continue to bless us as we celebrate this Eucharist. And thank you guys all very, very much for your help.